Time to get the latest in the world of greyhound racing. Always great to catch up with Jason Adams. Morning, Jason. And while William Pike has been stealing the headlines in regards to the vaccination rules that are coming into play in WA on the 5th of February, the world of greyhound racing is set to be rocked as well, with the number one trainer, David Hobby, set to walk away because of the vaccine mandate. Can you tell us what's the situation and the reason behind this over there?
Well, it's a really, really big moment for greyhound racing in WA. You can understand that with Dave Hobby's situation, it's more of a decision that he's made because of his own personal health situations, not sort of his point of view, whether it should or shouldn't be mandated. So look, this is really big because in the last 10 years, he's accounted for 8% of the runners over there in WA. They do only have about one race meeting a day, but still, that's a fair hole to take out. So in the past few days, we have seen some of his dogs that have been sold. So that suggests that the pool in WA is going to thin. But Dave himself, he's going to be okay. He's 65 years old, and I'm sure at an age where he's going to be happy to relax, and he's won a lot of prize money over the past 10 years. So he's been huge for greyhound racing in WA. So without him, it's going to be a big hole. So Pike out, and looks like David Hobby's making the move to walk away from training over there as well.
It's a huge change in the landscape for those two sports, greyhound racing and the gallops. And just another reminder, you will hear William Pike with Gareth Hall at 11 o'clock live on RSN today as well. What else is making news this week, Jase?
Well, plenty going on. We saw Robbie Rotten win the Warrigal Cup last Friday night, and a pretty good story behind this boy as well, because as a pup, he didn't show any signs of wanting to race. He was given away free of charge. And he was picked up by his new owner in Dion Hansen, sent down the Caleb Cottrell not too long ago, and he's ended up winning a Warrigal Cup. So a good story behind that. And we look ahead to feature racing in Sydney this Saturday night. It is a massive night. There is four feature race finals led by the Paws of Thunder, and it's a great field too. We see Wow, the favourite. He's been a star of New South Wales greyhound racing for probably over 12 months now, and he's the favourite for that one. The Summer Distance Plates also on Untapped, Stanley Road, Mapunga Ruby, some of the names we see line up there. And then the Derby and Futurity final ran as well at Wenny this Saturday. And then the night before, Traralgon. We saw the first race meeting held there since the new reopening at the track last Saturday night. And by all reports, trainers are very happy. I mean, they're quite quick to throw around some criticism if they do believe that way, but all the reports have been really positive. So looks to be a good, fair track, and I guess a good reflection of that is the Cup Heat this Friday night, where it's pretty rare to get a full set of eight heats for a Country Cup series. So that's a terrific result, and a good reflection of the way that people are feeling about the new Traralgon track.
That is good to see. Always plenty of news going on and big races in greyhound racing. All we now need from you, Jason, is a winner.
A winner. Well, I think we will go to the free-for-all here at Sandown Park tomorrow night. Baruga Smoke, number two. Race eight, number two. He found a fair bit of drama from a wide draw last week, but box two tomorrow night should have him going very well. So race eight, number two, Baruga Smoke, tomorrow night at Sandown Park.
Good on you, Jase. Have a good week. We'll speak next week.
Cheers, Michael. Likewise.
Jason Adams with all the greyhound news. Quick break for the 10 o'clock news, and then on the other side of that, Dean Lester with his look at the midweek Ladbrokes meeting at Sandown.